The hard thing is actually don't go into your email and spend your day doing the things that you know you should be doing. See if it changes. See if the growth that you experience is different than maybe before when you felt like I was going through the reps, I was doing the motion, but maybe it wasn't as uncomfortable. And this is a weird thing, but I think for some of entrepreneurs, the chaos is a little bit more comfortable than the focused productivity. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. I don't know if you can notice if you're watching the video right now, but I've been losing weight.
Looking good over there, Matt. I've been finding it.
It doesn't No matter where you are in your fitness journey, I think we got something good today. So here's what's been rolling around in my mind is in this process of trying to be healthier, which is an ongoing life struggle for everyone for always. I recently in the last few months went out and found like a coach and I was looking back. I was like, I've been, you know, like a member at a gym before. I've had like kind of those coaches. Basically the gym owner is the coach in a scenario. I've never actually hired like a coach just externally as like a coach over fitness. But it was through this process that I learned this word, hypertrophy. Never heard of it before. And so apparently in like the weight training, you know, just gym worlds, there's different types of training. And there's, you know, sometimes you can train for strength. And so that's a different type of thing. You do like strength training. And then hypertrophy training is designed to maximize your ability to like grow muscle. That's where the gains happen, apparently. So if you want like bigger looking biceps, there's a certain way to exercise, to lift that is more effective at actually giving you that kind of growth. And in this process, it's been a super cool learning experience for me, but also I've seen so many parallels in business. And so this is one of the first stories that my coach kind of told me. And I immediately started seeing it all over the place when it came to people in their marketing or even in their businesses. And so if you're listening and this resonates, let me know in the comments or find me and let me know if this clicks, because for me, this was like a huge aha. And so illustrated two different folks. One person goes to the gym, they pick up their dumbbells and they do their 10 reps. And, you know, for them, these 10 reps they're easy. They crank them out. They do their 10 reps and they kind of come every single week and they kind of do the same weight that they know they can do. And they do their 10 reps and maybe they do three sets, whatever it is, but they do their 10 reps. The other person comes and they do their 10 reps, but they set their weight so that like their max they could possibly do is maybe 11 reps. And so by like the eighth and ninth rep, even like they're struggling. There's even maybe a little bit of like form breakdown, right? They're maybe having to like swing it up a little bit. And on the surface, both people went to the gym. Both people did the same movement and both people maybe even spent the same amount of time doing that movement. But one of them experiences like visible growth, the kind of growth that other people acknowledge. They look and say like, wow, looks like you've been working out. The other person, like people are like, meh. Maybe you've been working out, maybe you haven't. And obviously for like health and fitness, both things are good. Both things are beneficial. No one's making the argument that it's unhealthy to do it or detrimental, but maybe just misaligned to your goals. And what I realized when I learned this concept was looking out like in the world and even for people in their marketing, a lot of people feel like they're busy. Like they're doing the same thing, but they're not actually stretching and pushing their capacity because growth is uncomfortable. Like if you're picking a weight and you're setting out for like 10 reps and literally by like the eighth or ninth and especially the 10th, like your form is breaking down, you're struggling to get it up or to finish that movement. It's really uncomfortable. You maximize your discomfort beyond just like the effort of showing up and doing the work. But I look around, I'm like, man, how many times is that people's vision of marketing? Is that the extent of the kind of marketing activities that they take as they live within their comfort zone, doing the same movements they've done time and time and time again that aren't necessarily unhealthy, but aren't really stretching their capacity? And therefore, in hindsight, they're like, man, I'm not experiencing the same kind of growth that other folks might be having. And I'm wondering, because it looks like we're doing the same thing, but somebody's getting a very different result. I don't know.
This is a really good analogy to explain why you can see, sometimes it's easier to see external, where you can see two different people they both maybe go in, sit at their laptop for 8 hours, get up and leave. But one person spent, you know, just got through the tasks available, and one person was stretching, really pushing themselves, right? Learning, taking action, doing things. They both worked for 8 hours. But in that, in one day, you might not see a difference, right? But just like at the gym, you look at that over 3 months, 6 months, a year, and the difference really compound.
Yeah. It's a slight difference in how you do the work or how you do your marketing or how you attack these activities, but you embrace the discomfort. So I'm not going to leave you with just this tension. I'm not going to let you walk away from this show and just feel like, oh, cool, I'm discouraged. Matt hit it on the head. I'm the person just doing the reps. Because I want to give you a practical example. Because when I say like stretch yourself, discomfort, like what does hypertrophy marketing look like? Or even for like a hypertrophy entrepreneurship where you are stretching into zones of discomfort, and somehow by doing something that's seemingly harder, even in the same amount of time and effort, you accomplish so much more. So I'm going to give you a very practical one that I think is going to feel uncomfortable. I mean, we'll see a week later, a month later. I hope you actually take action on this. So one of the big glaring things that I realized for me and in the business, it was like, what was the difference between like, sometimes actually what happens is it feels like I do less work and I get more output. Some people, they're like, man, I acknowledge they're working much harder than me. They're going to the gym. They're going to the gym 7 days a week doing the same process. I'm like, I go to the gym 3 days a week, but somehow it looks like my muscles are growing larger than theirs. So they're actually putting in more time. Here's an example of that. For entrepreneurship, definitely, you know, you can apply it to marketing. This probably like is a wider application to just general entrepreneurship. It is your inbox. I think your inbox is the biggest killer of productivity you can possibly have. I think as entrepreneurs, we are a little bit addicted to chaos, and your inbox gets run like a to-do list. We check our email as often as we possibly can, maybe subconsciously hoping that something's going to derail us from doing the things that we know we should do to get the result that we want. And so we put in that time. It feels like we go through the motions and somehow we're less productive than Matt that like blocks out a huge chunk of his day, travels way more than it seems reasonable, and somehow accomplishes more. And so here's a quick hack. So there's on the low level, like how do I actually functionally run it? I have an assistant, but I pushed this even further. And I think I've come up with a version of this that I think would work for even if you'd have to spend $0, change your frame here. Change your inbox. Hopefully you're using Gmail. If not, I'll shameless plug, Gmail's the best inbox out there. So hopefully you got your Google Suite email. You can set up an autoresponder. You can do this with Microsoft too. And your autoresponder is going to say like, hey, thanks so much for sending your email. I answer emails once a day at 4 p.m. If this is urgent or important or critical to be addressed before that point, here's another version of this. Maybe you have them submit a form, whatever it is. Maybe it goes to someone else on the team. Maybe you point them over the direction. You're like, hey, I've got this other outsourced support team that actually can address this via live chat 24/7, whatever you need. Just make that one change. Change your inbox. So it's an autoresponder that sets the expectation that there's 1 hour a day when I address everything. And watch how this will change your workday. Watch how this will change the growth that you experience, because what you've done is just said no to other people changing your mindset, changing your energy, changing your priorities for the day. So you actually get to set your priorities. I mean, I guess that's the second piece of it is ideally, I just bought you back like sometimes 4, 5, 6 hours in your day, just via distraction or misalignment or energy, like all that like ruined space that happens because we just chronically check our email. People are not super upset about set expectations. I related this, like I've been a part of gyms that are 24/7 and I've been a part of gyms that are not 24/7. My current gym, not 24/7. I don't show up at 2 a.m. frustrated because the doors are shut, because from the start they said, here are our hours. And I was like, that's reasonable. I'm not really trying to work out at 2 a.m. And so I say this to illustrate that people will actually be very accommodating to so many different versions of expectations. You just need to set those. And so as long as you can then block out and have, I got my 4 to 5 p.m., this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to address. I think the small step that you could take that literally costs you nothing, but buys you back so much focus, so much attention, and probably productive time, so that in your whatever 8 hour workday or how much time you're putting working, is you can focus on the things that are actually maybe a little bit painful and uncomfortable, but they grow you. And that's, I'll tell you, here's the uncomfortable part of this, is challenge yourself, set this up, and then actually don't look at your email until that slot. Delete it out of your phone. Get rid of it. Like, I had the story of Apple Watch. I was talking to someone there saying, man, I can never get an Apple Watch. I hate it because my friends get it and they're just constantly getting alerted and they're always looking at their Apple Watch all the time. And so to this person observing, they were like, I could never get an Apple Watch. It's just like a stupid distraction constantly there. And I acknowledge when I first got an Apple Watch, that's what happened. But there's a setting. I went in there and I now currently have zero alerts going to my watch. If I want to see something or do something on my watch, I can. The one thing I let it see is I got my steps. It was like, yeah. I could just have a Fitbit, but I like Apple. Some steps, some fitness metrics there, and basically the time. And that's what I use it at. And I like to wear it as a watch. These tools are so powerful, but you got to regain control. And I'm telling you, it's probably going to be uncomfortable. Super easy to do. Takes you about 10 minutes to set up. But the hard thing is, actually don't go into your email until that slot and spend your day doing the things that you know you should be doing. See if it changes. See if the growth that you experience is different than maybe before when you felt like I was going through the reps, I was doing the motion, but maybe it wasn't as uncomfortable. And this is a weird thing, but like I think for some of entrepreneurs, the chaos is a little bit more comfortable than the focused productivity. So if you're up to the challenge, I encourage you in this. And I'd love to know if this resonates, if this was good. I'm going to ask you this. I really do, but please share this with someone. I think this idea for me, it was revolutionary. I want to pass it on to you. The idea of changing up how we do the same motions, maybe try to find some hypertrophy in our entrepreneurship, in our marketing, and kind of hack the potential growth that we can achieve. So I'm going to encourage you to share this with someone. It would mean the world to me, but more so, I just want to get the message out to as many people as possible and help them have bigger impact and bigger results from sometimes, you know, all the effort and energy that we put into this life. So share it with someone and let me know if this resonated. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out profitmoreworkless.com to learn how we create high margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.